Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Braden Gesswein, now in her middle 80s, remembers vividly when Thorleif Holmgled was walking through the empty sanctuary of Bethlehem Church in Oslo, Norway, and the old caretaker of the church stopped him and soberly announced, "See these empty seats? This year there will be revival in this church." The pastor was startled, to say the least. Yes, he knew the church had empty seats and plenty of them. No, not during the week when people were working, during service times, when the empty seat should have been filled. He also knew that the caretaker was a godly man, a good man, not given to exaggeration. Raiden's husband, Armin, a key person in the Norwegian revival, described the caretaker as a very humble, soft-spoken man. Never a platform man or public speaker, just a quiet man doing his job well, but a man of prayer, an intercessor. And what happened? It was in the early 1930s. And the churches of Norway were about as cold as the ice which filled the fjords in winter. But within a year, the prophecy of the old caretaker was realized, and revival came such as never before had been known in that church or that country, says Armin. It turned out to be one of the greatest revivals of the century. On and on the meetings went as the fire kept on burning. In connection with the Bethlehem congregation alone, thousands repented and were converted to Christ. Like northern lights, the revival lit up the land of Norway, end quote. The year following the surprising announcement that revival would come that very year, the old caretaker again approached the pastor. "Do you remember a year ago when I told you there would be revival in this church in that year?" he asked. "How could I ever forget it?" responded Pastor Holmgled. "Now," said the caretaker, "the Lord allows me to tell you something I was not free to tell you." He took the pastor up into the pulpit where he had preached week after week to empty seats. Then he said, "If you knew how often, while cleaning this church, I knelt behind this pulpit and shed many tears, praying God to send the Holy Spirit and revival power to this church." Now, what happened was more than a teary-eyed service or two. It was a genuine spiritual awakening that lasted for 9 years and spread from church to church all over the little country of Norway. Question: is your church in the condition of the Bethlehem Church of Oslo, filled with empty seats on Sunday? You can explain whatever growth takes place with good program or advertising, a special singing group, a good movie, but certainly not the result of a genuine spiritual awakening. If you say, "Yes, my church is pretty dead," then remember, it was the prayers of a janitor which sparked the revival in Norway. The man who cleaned the toilets and shoveled the snow from the door in winter, not exactly a silver-tongued orator who moved people towards God. Please remember that when God hears prayers, He cares little whether they rise from the heart of a janitor, a seminary graduate, or a student. He sees the heart, not your social position. Understand that the God who answered the prayers of an old janitor who knelt where the pastor stood and pled for God to touch hardened hearts will answer your prayers as well. To Israel, God said, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." That spells revival, something we desperately need in the body of Christ today.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.